my friends, Jacob's here one more time. I'm so happy that you're all here, that you pressed the play button, spent a little quality time for me. You probably smashed the like already. Oh, I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you very much for joining me. We went from like, you know, from like 0 to 80 in like a minute. Like, things were already really weird. This video that I shared was on Kate Middleton and the Royals and all the sus stuff that's going on there. Go figure, a day later, what happens? Oh, well, they put out a picture, this picture right here. Some of the big magazines were like, hey, we're not going to share this image. They're saying that the Royals shared this picture. It was like a Mother's Day picture of Kate and the three children, and they all look so weird. I mean, you look at it and it looks a little soulless. So it was like, I thought that it looked strange because I said, that looks nothing like when she was in the car. And we just talked about this. So it's interesting that all of a sudden Kate's like, you know, trending. I guess the news is that Kate wanted to share the picture. So she admits to like editing the picture or something. But things are weird, right? We thought that was weird. Now we got leaders named Barbecue in this, you know, the terrible situation that's going on right now in this country. It's just horrible. Getting everybody so, so very scared. And along with this terrible story, we have a lot of people talking about how, oh, and they're coming right on in. Even here in Long Island, there was news. Just, you know, my oldest son, Noah, a big, strong guy, looks like Hercules, such a great, great young man, hard worker, doing amazing. I would love for him to come on here with me one day, but he shares me a lot of stuff. And he shared me this article with me of what's going on right here in Long Island. That, you know, there were like a bunch of, you know, body parts, like just all over the place in the park. And they arrested the people that they thought would be the ones that were behind it. But then the bail system, they let them go. So we got people being, you know, hatcheted up or something and like deposit everybody. And it's all over the news. And in New York, what do we have? We got what? We got like 1,000 troops that come in.
I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 members of the New York State Police, MTA Police, and MTA National Guard to conduct bag checks in the city's busiest transits. They'll start seeing them at the tables, making sure that weapons are not being brought in, working in concert with our New York State Police, as well as our NYPD. Because no one heading to their job or to visit family or to go to a doctor appointment should worry that the person sitting next to them possesses a deadly weapon.
You know, and on the down low, people are telling me they're there because the zombies are about to jump everybody's bones. The only zombies we got to worry about are the people that aren't thinking right, that are being led by fear. You know, this is, there's a torment in it. And this is the problem, is you got so much of this magic going on, this, you know, this sorcery that they're putting out there, trying to get everybody so scared, getting everybody to attack each other, become the Cain and Abel story. I talked about this, ironically, in a video that I did 66 weeks ago. And 66 weeks and 6 days from today, we're going to talk about James O'Keefe, the 111, on this show. We just talked about the Royals, Charles, the 111. God's doing something. But the system wants everybody to be so very, very scared. It's very, very scared. Cain and Abel, you put them together, you get cannibal, right? You get the picture of something eating itself. Cain and Abel. Some people say that that's a story of, you know, it's short for when you eat zombies, they are, right? It's interesting. Cain is a picture of the carnal man, the first, the ignorant, the ego, the antichrist man. We have Abel is a shepherd. Cain was a killer. Abel was a shepherd. It's a picture of the duality in men, two men. Thank you. Elon tweeted out, he's infected with a mental version of this physical virus. It's like a fungus, or it just takes over. It takes over, so that can come in and they mind control you. Walk around like you're a zombie, dying. And that's what he was sharing. These parasites. Hollywood stories of the undead may be closer to the truth than fiction. Hollywood stories. He was tweeting about mind-controlled zombies. Just like a couple of days. Somebody, help! Help!
Well, you can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do it. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
You are the children of your father, the devil! And you want to follow your father's desires! From the very beginning, he was a murderer! And has never been on the side of truth! Because there is no truth in him!
This is the Ouroboros. This is the end. This is what happens. But in the world right now, what they're projecting is they're projecting that there's going to be, you know, people going down the streets with machetes or hatchets or whatever, and they're coming, and they're gonna chop you up, and then they're gonna be arrested, and then they're gonna be like, oh well, we gotta let you go. This is what they're telling you. The people that are in charge, you think that maybe they're in on it? You think that maybe these stupid rules that they've created, you think that maybe there's a reason for it? They want lawlessness. I had people worried. They're in Philadelphia. They got notices that, like, the police aren't going to be around between, like, 7 and 3, or, like, 3 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the morning. I think this was in Pittsburgh.
What's the big takeaway today?
Yeah, Susan, residents of the city will see a major change in the way police respond. They will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in-progress emergency. That means calls like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, and most burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit. That means residents will file a police report over the phone. Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency. Also, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., there will be no officers at any of the 6 stations throughout the city. Call boxes that link directly to 911 have been installed for people to use in case of an emergency. And during the overnight shift, there will be as few as 20 officers to cover the entire city. The chief said today the data supports that.
Yes, it's enough to cover the entire city in those hours when we have 8% of the time people are calling. I'm confident in the decisions that we make that it impacts this bureau and the city in a much better way than we have in the past.
I don't know if it's real, but it sure does scare people. Of course, because what they do is they post it and they say, oh, you got to go buy your weapons. They're getting everybody crazy. They're doing it on purpose. This is what I think. I don't know. I'm a speculator. I'm just speculating. I think it's suspect that, you know, I said that this was going to come in this video right here. I mean, look at it right there. See, they were just wearing the Cannibal Curse shirt. The zombie virus coming soon. Who do you think the zombies are? Zombies are the people that aren't questioning, aren't thinking. They're just buying the narrative. They're being, you know, shepherded to destruction. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. But there's a better story at work here, I promise you. They got everybody spooked. They're going down the Cain and Abel route. Cainable route. Yeah, and how do I know this? Well, because just like a week ago, they were talking about the Cain and Abel solar storms that are going to, like, you know, wipe out the power grid and everything else. That's what they said. Remember, I did a show about that, and I said, don't worry about it. There's the Cain and Abel right there. And not only that, but there's a star. A Cain and Abel star. Go figure. That's weird. Seems like all over the news. Newsweek, CNN, right? And now today, what's the news? It's about barbecue. It's like, this story doesn't sound suspicious at all. All the prisoners, they've been set free. And the most feared person and most powerful person in the world. There's a video going around of, you know, him doing some terrible stuff. I reported the post. People say you shouldn't do that. But you know what? I can't watch everybody be brainwashed into thinking that this is coming to your doorstep. I can't do it. Because if you're watching this channel, I guarantee you're going to be all right, because God is in charge of all of this stuff. Remember, when the sorceress, when, you know, these are the plagues. Okay, so we know that these are the plagues. We know that this is happening in the world. I said it wasn't going to get, it wasn't going to be pretty, right? I did say it wasn't going to be pretty. I said things were going to get pretty awful. That's why I told everybody to get their house in order. But nonstop with the fear tactics. And they're like subconsciously putting Cain and Abel into your mind. They even put an article about, these great recipes. Like, Cain and Abel's like to share. This is what Cain and Abel say that human meat tastes like. Maudsley's brother reveals why notorious Hannibal the Cain and Abel serial killer will never show remorse. He details why the notorious Hannibal the Cain and Abel, you will never show remorse for these. This is just, it's being funneled. It's being funneled through your phones and then through you telling other people, getting scared. Almost didn't want to do shows about this because it just, it seems so silly. The Cain and Abel gang and its barbecue, that's his name, leader, has put Haiti into chaos. Remember chaos? All the videos, chaos is coming, chaos is coming, chaos is... It's chaos magic, people! That's what it is! It's chaos magic, as they say. Perception only becomes reality when you attach faith to it. There's a law that whatever you, you know, whatever a person sows, they also reap. So if you're, you know, if you're going to put a lot of fear and a lot of hate and a lot of division in the world, you're going to get it in return. That's going to be your world. But I see a better day. I actually wrote this. I put a poem out. I said, because I'm trying to combat the system, you know, because you got all these big name influencers, right? Who can we trust, right? Project Veritas, James O'Keefe the Third. I briefly mentioned it. Well, I shouldn't say I did. Lord Frothchild mentioned it in the last show. Who are you now?
Do not pretend you don't know who I am. I'm Lord Frothchild. And you, my friend, should be ashamed of yourself. How dare you besmirch the name of the royals when you have James O'Keefe going to a camping trip at Bohemian Grove. I thought that he was supposedly on the up and up.
Bohemian Grove. Like, what is he doing there? Who can we trust? Rusty Rockets. That's right, the red hair brand himself. He has the crucifix, and he's saying, What does this tell you? And then he's like, does a whole video where he's trying to hang Christ on a cross again, on the wood again, and he's talking about this is a holy thing. Meanwhile, he's parading around an idol. He doesn't even believe in his stuff. He says he does. He doesn't believe in it. I can tell, you know why? It's like watching the AI picture. It's like looking at the AI picture. There's no soul in it. I feel like today there's a lot of people trying to project a lot of fear, a lot of suffering, a lot of death, and a lot of misery onto us. But God has peace and joy and power and soundness of mind and thought. This is the abundance that we're supposed to find. It's within. But if you allow stuff to go into you to literally corrupt you, and then you put it back into the world, that's a problem. But you can look at these things and say, you know, Jacob said, they were talking about the Cain and Abel this, the Cain and Abel that, the Cain and Abel this beforehand. He did a show about the Cain and Abel a while ago, said this is what's coming. So I put out this poem. I say, because of course our words have power, the words are like a sword. You take the S off the end, you put it in the beginning, you got a sword. When Christ comes again, when Christ is manifested and revealed in the earth again, his mouth will have a fiery sword that can bring life and bring death into the world. I'm going to speak life. How about you? I'm going to speak life. So I said, I say you will see friendship and love over animosity. You will see change in the world for you and me, for no monsters will break through your floor. Don't let the sorcerers fool you about what's in store. The angel of death comes only for those without a 22 on their door. Of course, the 22 is the Tav. And that's the sign. Remember I talked about how when these plagues come, when the end comes, when this horrible time comes, God says to those people that are bringing the torment and everything else, you know, woe, the devil's coming to the earth. When this happens, he says, you can't touch them. Because they love, because they're kind, because they're seeking more. They're living for more. And remember I told you, and I tell you in every video, it's never too late. You start right now. Believe me. You're going to want to be kind. You're going to want to love people. You're going to want to have faith in more. And I promise you, you put it where it's supposed to be, you're going to be all right. Seek first the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy, and power in the Holy Spirit. And all of these things will be added onto you. So I followed up that poem and I said, they cry and lie and subliminally share things that they want to use to scare. So buyer beware. And then I shared the video. Video exactly 1 year, 1 month, 1 week before the Cain and Abel story broke. See the truth? Don't let fear rule you. A brighter day awaits. You got through the virus of the crown and the wackadoo. You said you'd never let them fool you again. Remember how they scared you? Remember it was the pandemic of the unwackadooed? Do you remember that? It's going to be the worst. Do you remember that? They lied. They scared you. So how do you up the ante? What do? Oh, I get it. Yeah, you release hordes of zombies going around. And then Cain and Abel and people. Come on. It's a good movie, but I'm telling you, you lame the leader barbecue, really? I mean, that's just lazy. I said, cry freedom, shout joy. The plagues of Egypt, they're not for the lights of the world. This is like a battle of wits, people. This is a spiritual battle. It's written in scriptures. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You're not going to be wrestling against zombies, but principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. These are the things that we wrestle against. Oh, by the way, speaking of wrestling, speaking of the master himself, because he's a very powerful man, and we pray and we hope, and he seems that he wants to do good in the world. We're talking about Elon Musk. That's right. We think this. We hope this. We hope that God, of course, if he's there and he's doing what he's doing, God's put him there for a reason, right? We want him to be the hero. He want him to be a good man. We want him to be a good man. We do. I liken him almost to like a pharaoh. He is the ruler. He is the imperator right now. He's the most powerful person. So I actually put out a little thing where you had Pharaoh and you had Moses, right? Moses was like his brother, but Moses had like a little flock of sheep. He had a small little YouTube channel, right? He didn't have much. And then it's like all of a sudden he comes back. He's like, yo, we got to stop this. This is madness the way things have been going. You killed so many people. Shared a cartoon acted brilliantly by Ralph Fiennes and Val Kilmer. Where Moses is like, this is not right. You have any idea how many thousands of my people you are killing and have killed? On the flip side of the coin, Pharaoh could have killed Moses like this. Instead, he allowed Moses to come into the court and he brought out his sorcerers, right? Because all the plagues were coming. And he proved that his staff, and what is the staff? The staff was used to guide the sheep, to lead the sheep. That was all that Moses had. He didn't have much. He had something that he used. It would be very much like my iPhone that I use to record these shows. This, what do you got? God's like, what do you have in your hand? Moses is like, I don't know how to do this. God's like, what do you got? And I'm like, I got this. So he's like, throw it down. He threw it down, and what happens? It becomes a greater serpent, and it eats up all the sorcerer's serpents. All the little lies that you see, I'm going to throw my little video down, and I'm going to eat them all up. I tried to kind of share that. Moses loved Pharaoh, because he didn't want to see the bad stuff happen to Egypt. He didn't want to. He wanted to see a new day. Pharaoh loved Moses, didn't kill him. Came after him at the end. But what ends up happening? We know the story. That's why I put the poem out. Because it's like, you feel like Passover's coming. It's like 40 days from this eclipse. I know the eclipse show you're waiting for, and it's coming, I'm telling you. It's going to be a big deal. I think this is going to be one of those Passovers that you're going to want to make sure that you've like humbled yourself before the Lord, and you want to make sure that you got that tav, you got the blood over the doorpost, as they say. That's what you want. You want to be led by God, not led by the influencers today, and none of them you could trust. None of them you could trust. A while ago, I did a video, and this could trigger some of you, because I know that a lot of everybody like loves people, and you know, it's like I even liked this guy in the very beginning. Talking about James O'Keefe the third, Project Veritas, all of that stuff. All these big things that they release, all of these big things. Well, the biggest one was one that everybody covered, Tucker covered, everybody covered. And it was the whole thing with the old fizzled out wackadoo organization. Remember? Remember I shared this picture right here where it was like the fired, like Pfizer'd? that one right there? And it was the Kraken right above him? It was the octopus above him? I thought, and I shared in that video that I did 1 year, 1 month, and 1 week ago, which is strange. Everything explained, mud floods, clones, Krakens, aliens, doors, time travel, and more. And the whole time I'm sharing all this goofy stuff, I shared the last part of the video about this whole thing with Project Veritas and the whole thing with this guy over here. Because it was strange that they had like different pictures on the walls and everything else, but it's strange. And I kind of like said, I feel like the guy maybe is not on the level. I feel like the guy maybe not on the level. I don't know. Maybe it had to do with like the fact that his videos just got more and more ridiculous. Like when he was chasing around. Everybody got upset with Bud Light. You know who I'm talking about. Where he was Dylan Mulvaney, I think is this person's name. he's like running around and Dylan's like scared and like looking so distraught. I was like, this is such baloney. This is such, and all it's doing is enraging people more. And I'm going, this is baloney. Because, you know, nothing happened with that big story. The story was about this guy, Jordan Walker. Jordan Walker. It was like the biggest story ever. Well, guess what? The guy that got that biggest story, Justin is his name. And I met him, and I sussed him out, you know, because he released this documentary. And it's starting to get a little bit of traction. Poor Justin, he's having such a hard time. He worked at this organization, the Wackadoo organization. He worked there, and this is what he wanted to do. He got a job there, and then he, you know, started seeing all this stuff that he thought was bad, and he heard people were, you know, passing away, and so he went to Project Veritas and said, "Look, I gotta, you know, I can do something here. I want to do something. I want to be brave. I want to do something." That's their slogan. So he went and he did that, right? But it turned out, like, all the great stuff that he got. Now, you got to watch this documentary. I'll link it below. It's justintegrity.net, I believe, but I'll link it below. First of all, it's definitely eye-opening. And it brings you back to all those big moments. That Jordan Walker story was huge. Huge. He's the one that got the Jordan Walker story. Now, what's weird about this whole thing was that I saw so much symbolism in that restaurant. There was the pictures of Jesus and Mary. There was the Kraken overhead. So I wanted to know, was this like a setup? Was this like something? Or was God behind it? So I reached out to Justin and I asked him. And by the way, he said very clearly many times, I got like all of this nice conversation with him, that he's being honest, that he's being sincere. That, you know, he really feels like he feels like this is all a big sham. That's what he feels like. I'm not saying that it's true and anything else, but he has kind of a point. You watched the movie and you're like, what came of any of it? And then he has all this damning stuff. He was the guy. Do you remember the immortal jellyfish thing? Remember I was telling everybody about the jellyfish invasion? It was weird. And then a couple of years later, all of a sudden, they're talking about this little creature thing that was like found in the Wackadoo. You remember you heard that? I'm not saying it's true. But he was the guy that was there. He was connected to all of that stuff. That's why you should probably check it out. Once again, I don't know if any of it's true. All right? I don't know this guy from Adam. He seems sincere and everything else. But man, did he feel like he just got... you know, just suckered. He feels like he just got suckered. So I start talking to him, and I'm trying to share and trying to encourage him, lift him up, because, you know, I had to stand against big, you know, big giants in the world. I spoke up to Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon. I lost my job. I spoke up to the owners of the, you know, the biggest Christian television network in the world. I lost my job. You know, but you got to do the right thing. You got to be honest. You got to be truthful. And it seems like a lot of these big-time influencers, the ones that get multi-millions of dollars, the ones that are, you know, shouted from the rooftops, even though I see like a collective effort, right? It's enough is enough, enough is enough. And I shared the meme of Trump is enough. It's just bizarre. So he meets at this restaurant. So I ask him, because I'm thinking, I need to know the name of this restaurant. First of all, where was it? It was in Dumbo. Dumbo, I find that interesting. You know, Dumbo. Dumbo's got those big ears and can fly. But also dumb, like you're Dumbo in New York, Brooklyn, Dumbo, Brooklyn. So I asked him what was the name of the restaurant. Now, this is because I knew, I told him in our back and forth on DM, I told him, I said, I feel like this is significant. And it was. It's Ignacio's. Ignacio means fire in Latin. God's fire. Okay? Very interesting. But it gets more interesting. It's based on Ignatius of Loyola, who was a Spanish priest and a theologian who founded the Jesuit order. I don't know if you know how important that is, because the Jesuit order becomes like all of the Illuminati. It's like all of the Jesuit order is like a big deal. I think they had their issues with the Knights Templar, too. They're probably still fighting today. But what I find interesting is that 1 year, 1 month, here we are again, and 1 week after I do this video about O'Keefe and all this stuff, this documentary comes out. This documentary that doesn't make James look too good. I put a tweet out and I asked, I said, hey, look, you know, he's saying you were at the Bohemian Grove and, you know, provided all the receipts. There's plenty of recordings where you can hear him talking. It's not a joke. You can judge for yourself. I mean, at times, you know, even Justin makes mistakes and says the wrong thing. He's a young guy. He's probably scared. He's having problems with money. You know, it's tough to stand today. But if you trust in God, you're going to be okay. So I tell him, I say, you know, Ignatius, so you're telling me, because I said, was that the plan? Who set it up? And he goes, no, it was me. And he goes, but it was a last minute decision, because that was the day when James was going to ambush him. And he didn't want to go into like a classy restaurant. He had originally another one. He wanted to, you know, have it be something where there was like nobody there. So he chooses this restaurant that happens to have the pictures of Jesus, the pictures of Mary, the crack and all of this stuff. Boom, and it's Ignacio's. God puts this guy there. I see this thing, and I say, there's something sus about this. I do a video about it. Take a look. With so many different lies, right, from what seems like credible sources, too. Like, these people seem like they're on our side. You don't know who to trust. You don't know who to believe. And anybody could come on here and say anybody's full of baloney. I had my video on releasing the Kraken, which means to release Satan in the world. I've been talking a lot about, like, you know, octopus, and it's very strange, right? So when there was that meme going around about the executive who worked over and now he's Pfizer'd, like fired, this over here, you see the Kraken. And because there was right in that picture right there. It's like there's an octopus. Right up there. And that's what's going around. It's just very strange. Not to mention, in the background of another shot, there was Mary with the baby Jesus. All the things we talk about just happen to show up. It's very interesting. And now here we are. I think O'Keefe should at least address it. He wasn't investigating it. That's what I asked. I said, was he investigating it? I said, do you think that maybe this whole thing could be like a ruse to make you look silly? You know, it stinks that, you know, you're in that position. It stinks that you're in that position, because you have to consider that, you know, some of the excuses they use were like legal things. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Maybe it's true. Maybe James really means well. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, though. I think it's sus. I think it's sus. When I saw him running around, chasing down Dylan Mulvaney, I said, this guy is not really, in my opinion, not really trying to better the world, but trying to get a lot of clicks. And it seemed like in the documentary, that's what he was kind of all about. So, take it for what it's worth. Don't stress out about all this goofy stuff that we're hearing. Trust me, you're going to hear more, and it's going to probably be even worse and even scarier. But whom shall we fear? We shouldn't fear anyone. Who do we fear? No one. Such a time as this, a time that I wrote about in my novel, I've highlighted as well. A wicked spirit spreads its wings. Man has become vicious, filled with lust and pride. He commits unspeakable acts against others as well as himself. This is why I'm here. I was told to pick up my cross by the one before me. Description of the day, and I wrote this many, many, like 2000, I don't know when the first one came out, 2008, 2006, something like that. This is the reboot. But it was written for this day at hand. And it says it, if you look at it, it says right there, it says Exhibit C. Like, see what I'm exhibiting. Entered into evidence on that day, 9/11/2022. Let this be evidence for you. This is an amazing novel, by the way. If you've never read a book and you think, oh, I don't want to ever read a book, get yourself a copy in your hand. Seriously. Because you're going to want to go back, you want to highlight and stuff, because there's a lot in here. This is my life's work. And get yourself a copy. Go to Amazon.com. There's like well over 1,000 reviews. You can find out about it. I'm not going to play the trailer like I usually do, because I don't want to, you know, I know a lot of you probably have already seen it before. But get yourself a copy of it. If you want, you can go to the description of the video. All the links are there. You can get the merch. You can get signed up with trulyfreehome.com. They have a link for them. They have like the most amazing thing going right now. So you can check that out as well. I'll talk about it in the next show. I'd rather you really just get the novel, because this will really encourage you. It'll be a real big encouragement to all of you. I mean, and I hope that I've been an encouragement to you. I know that I was an encouragement to Justin, who, by the way, go check out his film and stuff. Show him some support. He's also on X. The fact that God would place him in a place that has like the Kraken over the guy's head, and his name is Jordan Walker. We're supposed to walk over, cross over the Jordan. Just the symbolism of it all is just beautiful to me. Gives me a lot of hope. And I got to share this before I go too. There's somebody out there, one of the Israelites. He has this RAWR. It's like, I don't know. It's like artificial intelligence creating, you know, wrestling. And he put, like Moses and Pharaoh, he put me wrestling Elon Musk. He did this whole thing. I was like, I'm never on Facebook, by the way. If you ever want to get in touch with me, because he tried to get in touch with me in January, and I had just happened to go over to Facebook for whatever reason, and I saw, right? So I tried to answer a bunch of people, but I saw this video, and I just thought it was just so funny to me, you know, to hear I'm wrestling a guy, like the most powerful guy in the world. I find it interesting. I also found it kind of sad that I got my butt beat really bad. The computer decided that I was just going to get trashed, and I tapped out. Story with Jacob, he never stops wrestling. He never stops wrestling that angel, as they say, the ruler, the world ruler, the Elohim, some people call it. He never stops wrestling that man of great strength until he's blessed. But in this match, I tap out. So let's hope this time around none of us tap out. All right, but let's all get along and not fight. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I would never want to fight anybody. All right, I love you all. I'll talk to you soon. Have the best day ever. Bye-bye.